will answer you, and he will give you what you have asked of him. Okay, let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, once again, we thank you for your word. And we ask your forgiveness, Lord, for the times that we have been hypocrites and have hurt people both inside the church, but have also pushed away people outside the church who have seen hypocrites like us before. And I think that's all that Christianity is some hypocritical organization. Forgive us for our hypocrisy, Lord. Encourage us to acknowledge who we are and to stop us from pretending to be somebody that we're not. Help us by removing the junk from our lives and cause us to desire for that junk to be removed from our lives. And then once you dust us off and stand us up, lead us to those who are still struggling in those areas so that we can help them. But I pray that we would not be hypocrites and judge others for smaller sins when we have bigger sins in that same area. So I pray that you would first clean us up and then enable us to help clean up others through your power. Lord, I pray that you would send into our lives and direct us to people who are open for the gospel message, so that we would not beat our heads against the wall and spend our entire lives and ministries casting your pearls before swine, but that you would direct us to those people who really are, you know, asking the tough questions, but are really looking for the real answers. They're looking for the solution. They're looking for salvation. And so I just pray, Lord, that you would direct those people to us or us to them. And then, Lord, I just pray that you would mold us more and more into your Son's image through our studying of the Word, through our prayer life, to the point where we would ask for those things that you want for us, that we would seek those good gifts that you want for us, and that we would knock at your door, begging you for the things that you already want for our lives. So I just pray, Lord, that that you would change our desires so that we would desire for our lives what you desire for our lives. Lord, we thank you for saving us, and we know that you want us to live an overcoming life, that you want us to follow you in obedience. We know that you want us to live lives of true spirituality, spirit-filled living. You want us to be led by the Spirit. And the only way we can do that, Lord, is through your power. The only way we can apply these principles is through your power and your grace. And so I pray, Lord, that we would never trust in our own strength or our own ability to please you, but that we would continue to trust in your Son, not just for salvation, but for guidance in daily living. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.